We've been talking about pop songs that people claim to dislike, but when you hear it, you just can't help yourself. You're singing along with it. So these songs were the following.
Bruno Mars.
Don't believe me, just watch. Hey now,
you're an all-star. Smash Mouth. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And Miley Cyrus, those are the four songs.
Oh.
You look so pained.
they're a little painful. But then we decided to take it a step further. We have each selected a song that we absolutely hate, but somehow we just keep singing along with it. And we want our listeners to try to figure out who picked which song.
Okay.
So let's get Brad from Port Orchard pulled up. Brad, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Brad, if you had to pick one song you absolutely hate, what would it be?
Man, there's so many of them. Yeah, how about the Mariah Carey Christmas one?
That's a good choice.
It's
solid
a tune
choice.
Out for me as well. All right, we're going to play this song. You have to guess if it's me, Taryn, or Danny that hates this song. Are you ready?
Yep. Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words. I love you too. What a beautiful
it's Panic at the Disco. I write sins, not tragedies. Who do you think hates it? Taryn, me, or Danny?
I'm going to have to go with me.
With me? You know, I don't love it, but I also don't hate it. Who is it? Speak up.
It's me.
Why do you hate this song?
It's just so many words in one song. Just friggin' slow it down, bros.
Too much to follow?
It's too much information. I don't need the whole storyline. Like, let's just dumb it down a little bit.
We know Danny doesn't hate it. He plays it every month at emo night.
Yeah, but also a reason why it gets on my nerves sometimes. Because it's like, that is one of the emo anthems you have to play.
All right.
We've got Rob from Mississippi on the phone. Rob, what's the song that you think is very annoying? A song that you hate?
Oh, Miley Cyrus for sure. But jam out every time.
Party in the USA, baby. All right, we're going to play a song for you. You have to guess if it's me, Danny, or Taryn. Are you ready?
All right. Right on. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I have come. All right, let's see. I'm going to say, Danny, because that's right up in the fields, and, you know, he's all about that positive emo.
Positive emo. Nope, Rob, that is not correct. It is yours truly. Every time I hear this song, I just want to slam my head against the wall.
Oh, well, good luck with that, pal.
I'll wear a helmet. Don't worry.
But you know the words.
I know the words. They did a great version of it. It just depresses me.
Yeah, it's not a real uplifting jam, that's for sure.
Whenever I hear it, I never really liked the original. I also appreciated how great of a song it is as far as songwriting, the lyricism, all that crap. But when I hear it, I just get so sad.
Do we have time for one more?
Let's do one more.
Alex from Olympia, what's the song that you find you hate the most?
Pretty much anything Mariah Carey, mostly.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play a song. You have to guess if it's Danny that hates it, me, or Taryn Daly. Are you ready? I'll take that as a yes.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm going to say Danny.
We got somebody that got it right.
Good job, Alex.
Congratulations, Alex. Man, Wes Scantlin looks so young in this video.
Dude, seriously.
This is before all the crazy drugs, I think.
It just sounds like the color brown, along with Creed and Nickelback.
This was a great era of rock and roll, Danny.
Was it?
Fred Durst, I think, helped discover these guys.
Cool.
He's wearing a baseball cap backwards.
Are you saying we have Fred Durst to blame for Puddle of Mud?
I think so.
I think I hate Limp Bizkit now.
Oh, no. Come on.